from the Honda North Studios. You saw the new Hondas at the Pittsburgh Auto Show. Now come drive home the one you want during the trade-in, trade-up sales event. Going on now, only at Honda North. WLER, Butler Cranberry. This is the Rock Station, 97.7. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome to another edition of Local Music here on The Rock Station, 97.7. We talk local music and play a little bit of those tunes that hopefully you're going to be hearing down the road here for a Grassy nomination. Keep an ear to the radio. Won't be that long that we'll be announcing all those nominees, and then you get to vote on it. You decide who will be following the likes of Anger the Ant for 2017 Grassy Award winners. So, and thanks to all the folks who come out over the weekend to the Rock Done Right Tour stop that was last night up at the Lindor Hotel, Anger the Ant, the Shiners, and Present Tense. And with regard to last night as well, we want to thank Jeff Double and his wife Mary Jane. They're from All About Reclaimed. They sponsor our first segment of the show here tonight, All About Reclaimed, at 110 North Main Street in downtown Butler. They have some very unique items. They kind of bring to life items that maybe were set aside for other uses or not being used anymore, and they kind of recover them, bring them back to life, if you will. We have several items in our home that we've purchased down there that I'm sure were probably put into an attic or maybe put in a downstairs or were left behind, and they reclaim them and give you an opportunity to put them to good use again. And they also do floral items too, and Jeff and Mary Jane have been doing weddings and events for many, many years. And they're very experienced in helping you with celebrations like weddings, anniversaries, graduations, even sympathy moments, celebrations of a birth. They can do all your floral needs. They deliver to the Butler and surrounding areas. So check out their website at allaboutreclaim.com. They're located at 110 North Main Street, downtown Butler. Please stop in and browse around. I know you'll find some very unique items, some fun things too. And thank them for supporting local music. This is how serious they have become about the local music scene. They were there last night in person and even sponsored the first 20 people to walk through the door. They paid their entry fee because they just wanted to celebrate local music. So we thank Jeff and Mary Jane Double at All About Reclaimed, 110 North Main Street in downtown Butler, and we encourage you to get down and thank them as well. If you did come down and weren't aware that the Hawkeyes had to bow out of that show, it's because they got to play Heinz Field last night for the Penguins-Flyers game. So, you know, all due respect there. They got that opportunity after they had signed up for the Rock Done Right Tour stop. So we'll have many more with the Hawkeyes, I'm sure.
Nobody's begrudging them that. Not at all.
Not at all. But good to have you here, and good to have you on the scene. We're going to be visiting with a gentleman named Heath Kipp, who has a book out called The Band Book, Secret Tips and Tricks to Make Any Band Successful. And this is a really, really, I mean, start to finish, in-depth thing that I think really would be good not only for bands, but anybody that's getting into the music industry. If you're going to produce a show, if you think you want to produce a show, I think it would be even handy for some of the venues, the music venues, to have on hand, just so they know what's going on and why the production companies and the musicians are coming their way.
Sort of like men who read Cosmopolitan. So you know what's coming at you.
Exactly. Well, that's a great way to put it.
You know, and Heath knows what he's talking about. He's a long time area musician, has made his mark in the music industry. So it's very well done.
It's not somebody that just is casually saying, this is my observation. I mean, he's got some background in the game, too. So. And, of course, Mr. Utah Burgess has a little skin in the game, Shady Lady Productions, and it's one of the key reasons why we do this show, because he's been involved in the local music scene, and I've just had a passion for it. I'm not a musician. I just enjoy going out and seeing some of the local shows. And, of course, we do this little thing called Grassroots Show every Sunday night, and then The Rock Station and Shady Lady have joined together and banded together to present something called the Rock Done Right Tour that kicked off last year and really kind of had the thought process of just building momentum for the Grassroots Band Jam Music Festival, but really has become something even bigger than that, not just focusing on the local musicians and the venues, but it's got a lot of causes to go with it. Not every stop is a charitable effort, but there have been charitable efforts involved. But it's just highlighting the music scene here that you can go out and check out. So when you know it's a Rock Done Right Tour stop, you know that it is going to be a well-produced show, for first of all, or it's something that's been around for a while.
Well, and I also, you know, what allows us to do these charitable stops is your support. When it's not a charitable stop, you know, that's, you got to pay for all that equipment, you got to pay all the fees and the licensing, and you got to pay for all this stuff. And that's what allows a business, any business, to turn around and be able to give back to its community. So, you know, I thank you for coming out and supporting everything that all of us are doing here.
Yeah, and you'll have an opportunity to do that in the month of March after stopping by the Lindor Hotel this weekend. In March, March 17th, it's back to Peter B's and another one of those established venues and events that you'll have the opportunity to check out. So that'll be another great stop, and a couple of great bands going to be jamming away.
Oh, absolutely. Past guests, Red Room Effect, past Grassy Award winners, Shag Dog Melonhead, and... whew, I can't wait. Going to be a good show.
Yeah, great stuff. Well, we're going to be visiting with Heath tonight, but we're going to play you some tunes surrounding it as well. And we want to spin a tune that is of a band that's no longer together, although they did do a reunion a short time ago. But it was brought to mind thanks to, actually, the Heartbreakers Ball, because Trigger Happy was there, and Seth Dillon is one of the guitarists in the band. He's kind of their primary lead guitarist. And Seth was in a band called The Calamity that emerged out of Butler High School. And one of the old band members was out at the Heartbreakers Ball. So it just brought up the conversation of The Calamity. And they were a fun band to see. And there was a band that just kind of jumped out of the woodwork. And it was like they had some magic about them.
Yeah. And even though it came out of high school, I think Seth was only 6 at the time. But no, I'm kidding, Seth.
Because he's only 12 now.
So. I'm kidding. But yeah, I think you said that very well. Just all of a sudden, boom. Yeah. What's going on here? And it was... it was cool stuff.
Yeah, they were some talented musicians, and they had an ability, a way to write, just some really cool stuff. And I think this is going to be a great sample of that. So it just brought it to mind. I thought, you know what? We're going to dust off the racks and the stacks and pull out the Calamity 2 Cent Lover.
Great. And you know what? That just reminded me of something. When we started the Grassy Award, we had some rules and stipulations around it. One of them was that the band had to still be together to be considered. And the Calamity was not together yet, but they were an honorable mention that very first year. That's we did right. them, the 2 Cent Lover. I just remembered
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
So. All right. Well, and I say we follow that up with a song called Breathe by Amber Alexis. Sadly, in the about a week and a half or so ago, we lost another member of the local music scene. That was their longtime bass player, Cliff Rose, who's played in many bands. He was pretty much the musical partner of Bill Volgris, who we've had on the show before. And I think you can read that obituary there and give a little bit more on Cliff.
Yeah, he passed away. Actually, it was the weekend of the Heartbreakers Ball. Cliff passed away at only the age of 53. Very sad to hear that. He had worked at Edgar Industries down in Upper Burl and had played not only in Amber Alexis, but Gibraltar and KGB. Very, very talented bass player. So I know a lot of you out there either know Cliff, knew Cliff, or he came across him, maybe played a show with him, or maybe you were a listener and you went out and attended a show and you got to see him. So our thoughts are with his family and his friends and his band members and just his band friends, the musician friends. We'll remember Cliff Rose here tonight and play a little tune from Amber Alexis after the Calamity here tonight on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station 97.7.
There was the one thing. The moment you get engaged, you have a certain image in your mind as to how the day should be, feel, and look. Weddings by Jeff Double has captured the essence of weddings for brides for years, and he can do the same for you on your special day. No two weddings are alike, and Jeff works closely with each bride to create that one-of-a-kind wedding decor that will have an impact in people's memories long after the vows have been said. Weddings by Jeff Double is located within his store, All About Reclaimed, on North Main Street in Butler. Stop in for a visit or go to his website, allaboutreclaimed.com.
The Rocks. You've known it as Rockin' Haven, where everybody knows your name. You can have your own favorite bar stool. You meet your friends and shoot a game of pool while enjoying the best fish in town on Fridays. And the wings, oh man, are they the greatest. When you're looking for a great place to eat, Rockin' Haven at 141 Greenwood Drive is the great place to land. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven, a great little tavern with a great big menu. The Rocks. Rockin' Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back here on the Grassroots Show, The Rock Station, 97.7. This segment brought to you by the Rainbow Inn. This segment has been brought to you by the Rainbow Inn. Doggone it, pretty close to 6 years in a row now. They're located down in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special.
First and longest running sponsor. Can't thank them enough.
That's right. You want to get down and enjoy a Bucco game, you know, the preseason. They're going to be, I think there's 13 of those preseason games they're going to be doing on TV. So stop down and enjoy a Man Can special and say, hey, you're the people that like to support local music. We like you too. So we appreciate that. And here's a gentleman who's been involved in the music scene for a long time and has a new book out that is called The Band Book. So Chip Demonic in print. Here we talk about the manifest. Had Chip Demonic on many moons ago, talking about his manifesto. Oh, yeah. That we call
that's what we call it.
Yeah, and this is kind of like that novelized. It's called The Band Book: Secrets, Tips, and Tricks to Make Any Band Successful. And we're going to dive into that. Mr. Heath Kipp joins us here on the show. Heath, good to have you on the show.
Hi guys, thanks a lot for having me. It's great to be here.
Heath, give us a little background first. Let's set the stage on kind of who you are. You were in a band that I know the moment we say the name, it's going to jump out at people because it did for me, Crash Cafe.
Yeah, that was kind of the first bigger band that I was in, pretty good rock and roll band back in the day. I kind of worked my way through that into a really good jazz band. That was kind of a different stretch from my rock background. We kind of moved into jazz and did some really great things with that. Actually made our way up to the Mellon Jazz Festival and opened up for Ramsey Lewis, who's a jazz legend.
Oh, yeah.
And from there went into a local cover band called the Funk Band and really worked up into probably one of the biggest drawing bands in this side of the state. You know, that band lasted for about 9 years, and that was probably the biggest and the most entertaining band that I had put together.
That's awesome. Are you doing anything now outside of writing books?
No, just promoting the book for now, but yeah. But definitely looking forward to doing some more in the future here.
Yeah, whatever got you and led you down the musical path?
There's kind of two main reasons as far as the musical path. Mm-hmm. When I was young, my grandfather was an upright bass player and a guitar player. He played all his life, and he actually toured the country playing with a big band. So when I was old enough to get my fingers on the guitar, you know, he taught me some chords, and he's kind of the one that got me into it. And then when I was 15, I kind of moved from guitar over into bass because all of my friends were better guitar players than I was. So they always needed a bass player, and you know, that seemed like the most likely thing to do. I jumped on bass, and it seemed very natural. So went on to bass, and you know, been playing bass ever since.
That's cool. Self-taught, or did you have some...
Self-taught on bass. There's a couple of local guys that you guys probably know. John Trigar from over in Leechburg. He was my first bass instructor back when I was probably 16 or 17.
Now, all of a sudden, here comes this book, The Band Book. What led you to sit down and put pen to paper?
Over the years, when I was young, I went out and saw a lot of local bands. When I came back after the gigs were over, I took a lot of notes, and over time, I put those notes together into outlines and ended up being lists that I would take to band practice. And it probably drove my band members crazy because I would show up with more and more that I wanted to try to accomplish with the band. And over years, I kept adding to that list. Before I knew it, I had the beginnings of a book already by the time I looked at it and realized, boy, there's a lot of really good information here. You know, the other part of that then was that I also had purchased a lot of books during that time on, you know, how to promote your band, mm-hmm. and how to do band business. And I never really found a book that had a lot of the practical information that I really was looking for. I would find a few great ideas, but I was just looking for more. So as I put this all together, I kind of kept that in mind. And I tried to put together something that bands could go to get as much information as they needed to get them through just about every aspect of the band business, from starting a band on through creating a superior product, then going into booking and the actual performance, and then taking care of business, making sure that your taxes are done properly and making sure that you're handling your band members, you know, making sure they get the proper tax forms and handling all of that as well.
There's no holes in this book. It is all inclusive. It really is. I mean, it's impressive that way, because you're right. Sometimes you read things and there's just something missing. I don't know. The dots don't always connect, and they do in this book.
And I would think for a lot of bands, and especially if they have any aspirations, I mean, you have your bands that just love to sit down and write some material and they want to play, or the cover bands that just want to play. I think this is good material for anybody like that, because it's going to lead you into areas where you're going to be able to have some education to handle situations. It's almost kind of like this could be your personal manager, and you know, because how many horror stories have you heard over the years where all these bands started out, next thing you know, they break a single, and all of a sudden everybody's jumping on, and next thing you know, 10 years from now, they're going, we got to sue this guy because he stole everything we had, you know. Right. And you might be able to just protect yourself in that aspect a little bit from that.
Right, you know? And I cover a lot of that in the book as far as, you know, making sure that you have a lawyer take a look at anything before you sign it, and you know, being wary of people who say they have connections or things that they can do to help a band that maybe don't have that. There's some guys in the area that are really good, you know, as far as helping the local scene and helping bands. And if you're able to look these guys up and they have a history and they, you know, you can really tell that these guys are in it to help the scene and they're not, they don't have some ulterior motive, then by all means reach out to these guys. But we've had many times in the past where people have said they could do things and were not able to.
I was going to say, we might have to put a disclaimer on some of this, because my favorite line here was, no, really, explain to your band members that 95% of everything that people say in the music business is BS.
Absolutely.
And
that's absolutely
true,
right?
Yes.
Well, you know, and I've said many times, I'm not a musician, I'm just a fan, and I sit here and just marvel at you know, the people I do get to talk to on this show, and it's Utah, and it's people like you, Heath, that have played the music, that are, you know, doing things, unique things to make the music industry stronger. And so I would imagine there's a lot of musicians out there that are just like me. They have no clue. You know, they picked up a guitar, learned how to play it, and found out they're pretty good at it. And all of a sudden they put pen to paper and they go, wow, I've got a knack here for something, and have no clue on how to promote yourself, how to even put a band structure together properly, and where do I go, who do I deal with. You know, sound, I mean, you know, is one of the biggest keys that you'll ever have. And it's not just your sound, it's the sound you're going to emanate if you're going to play in a place. That's the fastest thing that will turn people off. So you need to understand all of that stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you dive into that in each part of it.
Sure. I dive into all of that.
Yeah.
Well, they hired the best sound guy around, Jeff Nabb, to take care of them.
Sure. And we started with him originally. We didn't really have much money in the beginning. We didn't know what our crowd would be like when we first came out. But what I do recommend is expect to lose a few bucks in the beginning if you have to. If you have to hire a sound man, I think at the time Jeff was charging us $300 a night. We didn't know if we were going to be able to cover that, but the band knew in advance that was a possibility, so everyone was ready for the end of the night if we had to pull some money out of our pocket. Mm-hmm. That's happened many times over the years, but it really, having a great sound man can make or break your band. So if you hire the best guy in town, your chances of sounding great are going to be a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, you know, I was just a DJ, and I was told that from a very reputable source in this area that's still around today. And the first thing he set me up with was the amp and said, this is going to make or break what you do. And it was exactly right. And that goes hand in hand for any band. And I think most of the musicians find that out. And they, you know, they get that word of advice. But again, the sound person that you're putting out in front is really going to be key to making yourself sound.
It's a two-way street, though. The band's got to sound good, too.
Yeah,
because,
absolutely.
The technology hasn't got there yet where you can take a bad-sounding band and just push a button and magically fix it.
But even still, you know, back when I was younger, there were some places around that had really big, huge sound systems that would have open stages, which it's a great thing for a young band that's not out playing shows yet to be able to go and play a few songs in front of a crowd and have a nice big sound system to play on. And it was amazing. Sometimes they would bring these high school kids in, and they would go up and play and just sounded monstrous because of this big PA system. Mm-hmm. And so it just showed how much of a difference that can make with the sound.
So that's where the Calamity got their start, probably at an open stage, right? That's great stuff. And it's good to see the number of, I think, open stages that have just, you know, there have been the mainstays and those that have been around, but it just seems like there's been a groundswell again for that opportunity. And, you know, it certainly gives people that opportunity to just go out and hone their craft and enjoy some things. So let's play a couple of tunes, and we'll come back and talk more about the book, Heath. And we have some tunes from Crash Cafe that we're going to play tonight. So why don't you lead us into the first song, Nobody Knows?
Okay, the first song. This song is written by Brian Bookwood, who was the lead singer of the band. Brian and Bob Rotto, the drummer, were also the band members from Defunct Band. Brian was the lead singer for Defunct. So the guitar player on this track is Chris Lohr, who is a well-known local guitar player and producer and engineer. And, you know, both, you know, all excellent musicians.
Let's give it a listen. It's Crash Cafe, Nobody Knows. We're visiting with Heath Kipp, and we'll talk more about the band book coming up here on the Grassroots Show, the Rack Station, 97.7.
Oh, Psychotic.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibbasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie's Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. This next segment brought to you by All About Reclaimed. Stop down Main Street, downtown Butler. And don't forget as well, not only can you browse around, get some unique items, but hey, they can do flowers too. They can do flower arrangements for, you know, me that I have to stop it down and get and take home to my wife tonight, because I'm here and not there right now. Or you can, if you're having a wedding, an anniversary celebration, whatever, they can do that as well. They do it all. So they're just not just a stop in the door and browse around store. They can do a lot for you. Stop down and find out about All About Reclaimed. We thank them for sponsoring our show here tonight that is featuring Heath Kipp. And we just heard another song from Crash Cafe called Bedlam Symphony. Tell us about that.
Bedlam Symphony is the title track for the CD that we recorded. That song discusses musicians and band members. We're all slightly crazy. We have these songs and licks and you know, different parts spinning around in our brains all the time. And the Bedlam Symphony kind of explains all of that and kind of discusses that.
Okay. Who were some of the members in Crash Cafe, and are they people still involved in the music scene?
Yes. Brian Bookwood is the lead singer. Bob Rotto is the drummer. Guitar player is Chris Lohr. Chris is a local guitar player and producer that did a lot of recording for some local bands in the area. He's in Nashville now doing a lot of great work. Bob Rotto and Brian Bookwood were the singers for Defunct Band. Actually, Brian was the singer. Bob Rotto was the drummer. And those guys are still out playing right now. They have a band called Page 44, which, funny enough, they were searching for a name for their band and were having a really hard time trying to come up with that. They're a rock band. They do all around rock. And if you look at Page 44,
just looking it up
in the book, they called their band Page 44.
Did they really?
So there's a little promotion nice. For the guys. Hopefully that'll get you some people out to the show.
The chapter 4 starts on Page 44, picking a band name, logo, and slogan. So was that just ironic that it ended
up
there?
No, they did that. They did that on purpose. They got copies of the book early on.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that was their, you know, they actually let me know that they that I inspired their name, but they didn't tell me what it was until they released it.
Oh, that is awesome. That is great stuff. Again, Heath Kipp joining us. He's got the new book out, The Band Book, Secret Tips, Tricks to Make Any Band Successful. I know you've been doing some tours to promote the book. It's out now. People can get a copy of it now?
It is, yes. You can get it at my website at thebandbook.net. It is also available on Amazon. You do have to search for The Band Book by Heath Kipp in order for that to come up in your search. But the book is $22, and you know, as far as I'm concerned, obviously I'm the writer, but I think it's well worth the $22. There's a lifetime of in the trenches.
There's a return on
information
there. Here.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, and the last name is K-I-P-P if you're doing the search. And just like we tell you with our Grassy Award, you choose that. Pay attention carefully, friends, because you might have an opportunity to win something tonight just by paying attention. We'll get to that coming up in a couple of moments. But going through the front of the book, you actually kind of set the stage right out in the front end of the book, almost telling people that are going to sit down and read the book kind of how to use it and what you're going to present to them.
Yes, and the way I set the book up, I try to set it up so that it starts out in the early chapters on how to start a band and how to pick your band name on through you know, rehearsal and your personal practice, what you should be doing for that. All of these things are tips that I picked up over the years from being in different bands, from watching other amazing, great bands. I picked up a lot of things that I you know, made sure that my bands were doing, and then a lot of things that I made sure that my bands were not doing.
Yeah, like picking the wrong name. You even discussed that in there. How many bands have we had on here that ended up changing their name because they realized...
Right. I have a funny story about that, actually, too. The band, I think it was right after Crash Cafe, we put together a band, and we weren't very serious at the time when we were first putting it together. Well, you have to be careful because you don't know where the band is going to go from there. So we decided to call our band Nothing. And our T-shirts said, "You'll get nothing and like it." And so the shirts were cool, but it didn't look very cool on the marquee when it said Friday Night Nothing. Now, we actually, we really grew pretty quickly, and we had a really good following. So it was funny, and it was kind of a cult thing and a little inside joke that people knew that if it said Nothing on the marquee, that was us. But in retrospect, that was really a bad decision.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's the band names that you're not sure how to pronounce too.
Yeah,
that or spell. And yeah, it gets a little...
right.
Yeah, that makes it difficult as well. Well, let's toss a couple of things out. Maybe give a gift, if you will, of somebody out there listening right now, something that they can harness right out of the gate that you talk about in the book, but could be a great presentation for those listening.
Okay. There are two things that we did in the last few bands that I had that were extremely successful as far as getting people in the club. One of them was starting to use quarter-page schedules, which ultimately is just a really small flyer, a quarter of a page. You put that, four of them on a page, cut it into quarters. Make sure you have those on every table at every show you do. If you have two or three shows backed up on that page, people are going to take those home with them, and they will keep them. You'll find out over time, and they'll tell you. And every time they come back, they'll get another one so that they know every time you have a show, they know where you are. They can give those to friends, and you want to make sure that you have your website address on there. Make sure you have the street address and the city of all of the clubs that you're playing. That's another thing that I see on posters that people forget sometimes is the street address and the city. If people have to look up your information, they may not come to your show. If you make it easy for them and they can just put that in their GPS, you'll have a much better time getting them there. The other thing that we did was starting an email sign-up sheet. Building your email list is extremely important. Having a Facebook page is kind of the norm today. Everyone has Facebook, and that's all great. But an email sign-up sheet is a little more personal. If you go around to a club when you're playing there between sets and you talk to the people that are there, and if they're willing to give you their email address, those are fans. Those are people who, if they're okay with you sending them email, they're okay with this. You know, people are worried about getting spam today. Mm-hmm. So they're very wary about giving that information out. If they do give you their email address, that means they like you. So if you keep adding to your email list every show that you do, once you get up around 1,000 people on your email list, you will have no problems getting people into a club. You'll pack the place, quite honestly. Yeah. And you know, by the end of the Funk Band, we had 1,500 people on our email list, and we were doing extremely well with that. You know,
and I think email will outlive Facebook anyway. I mean, look at how many people drop off of Facebook. They just get tired of certain aspects of Facebook, but the email, they're not getting rid of
sure.
the email.
Yeah. And look at MySpace. I mean, MySpace was big for a while, and now that's gone. So, you know, we still have email addresses from people that we had coming to our shows from years ago, and that's nice too, because then from band to band, as you move on through different bands, you keep those people, and they'll still come out to see you.
You go through so many different things in this book, and as you mentioned, Utah said, you know, there's no holes in the book. You know, sitting down and recording something, you know, what you should be doing, the spectrum of your instruments, selling your CD and how to make that happen, and then also dealing with the club owners, which I think a lot of bands just have absolutely no clue on how to handle it. And we've talked in the past about venues that can be really helping a band because they're a band venue. They want you there. They want to expose you. And then there's those that, you know, they're going to throw you in the corner and they could care less what you play, really. Mm-hmm. So you kind of go through some of those different insights.
Sure. And the main thing that band members need to learn and keep in mind is no matter what the situation is, the club owner is always right. Always right. Okay. Now, if you follow the steps that I have in the band book and you build your crowd, and every time you have a show, you have your quarter page handouts there, your schedules, and you're building your email list, and you're constantly putting information out on Facebook, so you're getting likes on Facebook every day, you're building your crowd. Once you go back and negotiate with club owners or you try to get into a new club, it's going to be much easier and you're going to have a much better time. Money talks. And mm-hmm. if they know you're going to have people coming in the door, that's what it's all about. It needs to be a win-win for everyone. And if you're trying to go and get more money from a club and your crowd hasn't increased from the last show, you're probably going to have a difficult time.
And I think that's a three-way win because the fan is included in that as well. The fan has to feel like they got the value.
Absolutely.
for the dollar spent and
right.
Want to come back and tell two Absolutely. Friends and tell two friends.
Sure.
And tell two friends.
So. That's another point of it, too, is I think that over time we've learned how to take a show and I guess a bunch of songs and turn them into a show, mm-hmm. which is different from what some bands do. They just kind of come out and play songs in their jeans and T-shirts and that's the end of it. But if you come out with a kind of an image and you have a nice sound system like we talked and you come out with a beautiful light show, I think that's very important. The light show's big for me. You know, you give people more of an experience and then they're entertained, which obviously that's going to bring people back in the door for you.
It's kind of that wow factor.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, and people are impressed with that. And I know, you know, just the quarter sheet things, you know, I mean, that's something that Utah has been avid about us getting out for the Rock Done Right tour. You know, it's something. And me, as a music fan, I love to collect those kind of things. I love the poster things. I love the, and when you have those things, I mean, I've got those posted from 20 years ago. You know, bands did it right with that, and it did bring you back because it's stuck in your mind.
Right.
And I think the wow factor also, it can cross genres, too, because if you go in and it might not be your cup of tea, if the band is incredible and it sounds good and it looks good, even though it's not your style of music, you end up leaving going, I had a damn good time.
Absolutely. We had a jazz band called Jazz East that I mentioned, and we were a little different than most jazz bands. We were a little more rock-edged, and the biggest thing for us is that we brought a huge light show that we owned ourselves. We kind of put that together over time, and we had, it was, you know, more of a rock light show, but we had that for a jazz band, which is not very common. So people would come in to see this jazz gig and all these lights, and we had, you know, of course, had a fog machine and everything else. So it was more like a rock show with jazz music.
Very cool. Yeah, that's awesome. The book is called The Band Book, Secret Tips and Tricks to Make Any Band Successful. And we would like to get a copy in your hands as well. And if you just kind of think back to what we just discussed, Kip gave you kind of two gifts if you're a band. And you don't even have to be a band. If you're looking to start it, if you just want to read the book, and it's a very easy read, too. It's very well done. We told you a couple of things just moments ago on what's but the two best things you could probably do for yourself. If you hit us up on our Facebook page before it goes away, because we just talked about that, it'll probably change sometime. but we'd like to get you a copy of Heath Kipp's book. And if you're the first to get that posted up, we will be in contact with you. So go to our Facebook page, Grassroots, on The Rock Station, The Rock Station 97.7, and tell us what were the two items that Heath most recommends that you do right out of the gate. And if you missed it, if you forgot already, that's why we stream this show, and it is archived at 977rocks.com, so you can go back in and listen to it and be up on the scene. Heath, how long did it take you to put this together? I mean, I know you said this has been notes years and years, but when did you actually sit down and say, all right, we're pounding this all together and trying to get it out on the street?
It started to take shape about 10 years ago, to be honest. It's been quite a while. We've been playing pretty steady. I have really been performing for the past 30 years, almost nonstop from one band into the next. So this was my first opportunity lately in the last couple of years where I wasn't out playing in a band, and I had a little bit more time to put the effort in to kind of finish it all up.
Yeah. It's very well done.
Thank you.
Start to finish, and it is. I'm one, you know, maybe it's my age showing nowadays, but I don't get into books anymore where I've got to sit there and squint or get the readers out, you know.
Nice
and
big print.
This is big print. This is a nice read. So I encourage you to pick it up. Again, if you go to bandbook.net, you'll be able to find it online.
Yes.
Amazon as well.
Correct.
If you search The Band Book by Heath Kipp, K-I-P-P, you'll be able to come across it. Do you have any more book signings you're going to be out and about currently coming up, or are those all wrapped up?
The ones that are scheduled are wrapped up. I belong to a group called the Gathering of Authors. They write all authors from the area, and they have different events over the year, two or three big events during the year. So we'll be back out there doing some more.
Keep an eye out for that then. Heath, congratulations on the book.
Thank you.
It is very well done. Encourage any band out there listening, pick it up. Make it part of your arsenal. I think it'll pay off for you, even if you just pick up one or two items like the gifts we just gave you. So, Heath, thanks for coming in. Best of luck in the future. Hope to see you playing some music again, too.
Thanks very much. Yeah. Great to be here.
And we're going
to
play a couple more tunes. Let's intro a couple of songs here. And these are something that I actually had come across from the Art Institute of Pittsburgh. And we're going back a ways for this. But you have a couple of more songs from Crash Cafe. Tell us about Never Let You Go and Girl.
Yeah, these songs were, the drummer Bob Rotto and I both went to the Art Institute of Pittsburgh for their music and video program. We studied music business there, and they had a beautiful recording studio, 24-track recording studio there. So we recorded the entire Crash Cafe CD there, and they picked two of the songs from our CD to go on a compilation for the school. That was all of the best artists that were there at the school. It's a great CD. These two songs, Never Let You Go and Girl, are both co-written by myself and a guy by the name of Fredrik Holt, who is from Sweden and really is a big name in Europe and in Japan. He had quite a few big hits over that way, and if people can look him up, he has a really impressive history as well. But he was a co-writer on these two songs, and you know, very, very, very talented writer, Fredrik Holt.
Let's give it a listen. Crash Cafe, Heath Kipp, here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station, 97.7.
One more. Out Reclaimed by Jeff Double welcomes you to visit the new store at 110 North Main Street in Butler. You'll see fall decor with a flair and a wide assortment of items that have taken on a new life via upcycling, plus unusual jewelry that would make great gifts. Jeff and his staff serve and inspire brides, event planners, and community organizations. AAR will meet all of your floral needs in a very non-traditional manner. They also provide florals for new babies, weddings, or sympathy arrangements for funerals. When you want something out of the ordinary, call All About Reclaimed by Jeff Double. You'll get an extraordinary result.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Why not head to Elwood's Pub on Saturday, March 4th and join in on Jeff's acoustic jam session. Cold Town and Long Road Home head to Peter B's on Saturday, March 11th. On the Shady Lady Concert Calendar, Friday, March 3rd, it's the Shiners Acoustic at 565 Live in Bellevue. Friday, March 10th, catch the Noble Hops Band at Reclamation Brewing, Main Street in downtown Butler with special guest Mary Lou Scherter. On Friday, March 17th, it's St. Patrick's Day Brutality returning to the Rockin' Red Barn. It's the March Rock Done Right Tour stop featuring Grassy Award-winning band Shag Dog Melonhead and Red Room Effect at Peter B's. And on Saturday, April the 8th, Ryan's Run returns to the Vagabond Hall in Lindora. The fifth annual event, it's our April Rock Done Right Tour stop benefiting Butler County Special Olympics. There'll be prizes, raffles, games, food, drink, and more. And of course, live music with the Noble Hops Band, Anger the Ant, and Atta Girl Rex.
When looking for a lasting, cost-effective solution for your next construction project, consider a post-frame building from P&W Construction. Post-frame buildings, or pole buildings, are great for commercial buildings, warehouses, equestrian barns, or garages. And P&W Construction is Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings. When quality counts, call Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction, at 865-9590 or visit papolebuildingconstruction.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
The Grassroots Show here tonight, presented by P&W Construction, this segment anyway. And thanks to Heath Kipp visiting with us. Check out his book, The Band Book, Secrets, Tips, and Tricks to Make Any Band Successful, coming to a bookstore near you soon, or wherever he mentioned that you can go get it. Published by Word Association, so check it out, especially if you're a member of a band. I think it's well worth just sitting down and maybe evaluating what you are up to, and I think it'll help you a long way in getting maybe more gigs, maybe better quality gigs, and it certainly will help a lot of people understand the industry that does surround us, which is very, very strong. It's evident by just the different locations you can go see local bands, where the bands are playing. And, of course, we try to highlight that quite a bit as well here on this show, and also with the Rock Done Right Tour and the monthly stops that are put together that seem to surround local music and the different entities, the charitable organizations. And I think that's because people know these local bands and the followers that come with them are charitable people. They care, they're concerned, and they're willing to toss a dollar or two in to help out a cause. And that's why I think you're seeing so many things collaborate together, which is really cool, because that helps to grow the scene, because it might bring, you know, a handful of people in that have never been to one of those shows, and all of a sudden they go, wow, I get this now. We're seeing that grow every time there's a show. And every time, obviously, our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival is a great sample of that, because I think we've found a lot of people that never really much went out to see band. You do see a core group of people that do, but there have been people out there going, wow, I never really knew how good these bands are. And when you get to see them perform in that kind of a relaxed atmosphere, it just makes it that much more enjoyable.
You know, that is a common theme, absolutely a common theme. And there is something really special here, and we try it. All we're doing is trying to get you to listen to it. These guys that are putting this music out, writing this music, it's can stand right side by side with any on the national scene. We say it all the time. So go check it out for a nominal fee.
For a nominal fee.
We'll get into that maybe down the road.
What should we pay to get into a show? That'll be a topic. Now, see, let's just stop the presses here. Next week, whoever we have on the interview list, they're going to have to be pushed back a week. We need to talk about this and just kind of just delve into it, because, you know, Heath brought up a lot of ideas here, so I think we need to digest that a little bit. So we'll do that, okay?
Sounds good to me.
We'll do it next week. And don't forget, our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming up July 14th and 15th. Tickets are on sale for it right now. The band lineup is being revealed every Friday. We didn't do it this past Friday because we had the Rock Down Right tour and there was a lot of things going on. But we'll be back at it this Friday with the next band in line. And that'll probably be a straight shot from here on out now, right up until the event occurs. So we're looking forward to telling you about that and kind of do the reveal each and every week. So listen in on Friday mornings and listen to some of the tunes. Yeah, I challenge you this, my friends. We all have our favorite national bands, and that's great. And you love to go see them, too, and you have your favorite local bands. I challenge you this. When you're listening to the Rock Station 97.7, kind of pinpoint and compare national bands to the local bands. I think you'll be impressed when you sit there and really stop and think about it.
I think it's awesome that local bands are being played right in the mix of it all.
Yeah.
Go from Led Zeppelin into the Shiners into the Rolling Stones. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And keep your ear to the radio, too, because when you hear those local tunes, you might be voting for one of them for the Grassy Award this year. And I have a strong feeling, at least on my end of things, and this is where the arm wrestling comes in, that this might be one of those tunes that happens to pop its head up in the final list anyway. Acoustic Fingers, and we're going to do a song called Man on a Bridge, which is just sit here and listen to the lyrics of this. It's good stuff.
Yeah, this one's probably going to get my nod as well, but we still got a ways to go and more music to come. Hey, I got the great opportunity to play a few songs during Mary Lou Scherter's set here a weekend ago, or I don't know, it was a weekday, it was on a Wednesday, but went at the beautiful Narcissi Winery. It was the first time I was there. Got to meet the owners of that place. They have a beautiful facility, especially outdoors. I had no idea this was going on. They're doing live music 3-4 nights a week out there. So we're going to get these guys on the air, find out what's going on down here in Gibsonia, because they obviously are behind local music. But anyway, I digress. Big shout out to Mary Lou for letting me, you know, sit in with her and play some songs. And so I say we throw on one of hers. This is one of my favorites. It's called Daisy after Acoustic Fingers.
All right, and we'll do this again next week. It's local music on the Grassroots Show, 97.7 FM.
1, 2, 3, 4. There's a man on a bridge, staring high in the wind, and everybody's wondering who he is, yeah. There's a crowd gathered round, peering into the clouds, all waiting to see how he comes down. There's a man on a bridge, and he's stepping to the edge, and everyone is wondering how this ends. Now the roads have been closed underneath encircling boats. The police are preparing for the worst. The birds fly in blue skies around him. Ooh. Red engines have arrived. They side. The hours passing by, above the flashing lights, there's nowhere left, and there's nowhere left to, there's nowhere left to go. We'll be right back.
was a man on a bridge. Now they've taken him in, and I wonder if we'll see him there again.
I remember when I was a little girl, I was walking home from school. That boy on the bus just held my hand, and I didn't know what to do. So I ran to the field on my daddy's farm, where I knew those daisies grew. And I plucked those petals one by one till it told me what it knew.
For the Honda North Studios. Yeah, the groundhog stuck it to us again. But six more weeks of winter won't be so bad in a new Honda from Honda North. And if you need a little good news, qualified buyers can get 0% financing for up to 60 months on select models. So come pick out the one you want during the trade-in trade-up sales event going on now at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry. The Rock Station. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Sings it sounds.
Local DJs, local music, locally owned and operated. We're just folks hanging out here in town, playing the best rock. The Rock Station, 97.7.
Those crazy nights I do remember in my youth. I do recall those were the best times, most of all.